Michael, you worked for Triple Zero. I'm dying to talk to you.
Previously worked for taking emergency calls.
Yes.
All manner of things, but a very popular one is the children won't do their homework.
You're joking.
And I need the children, I need you to come around and make the children do their homework.
No, you've got to be kidding me. Someone's rung 000 to complain about the children not doing their homework. And,
yep.
And you just said that was common. What, it's happened more than once?
Oh, yeah, I've had that a few times when I used to do it. Another funny one is the remote control for the television is not working. Can you come and fix it for me?
Oh, you're kidding. This is 000. This is a life-saving telephone service. Keep going. Other ones?
Yeah, I'm on the toilet, run out of toilet paper.
Eh?
If you can imagine it, it's been called. It's a very common thing. And I don't know whether a lot of people out there are very lonely and need somebody to talk to, don't have any other family members, and just automatically revert to 000 when if they've got a situation that they don't know how to deal with, they can just call a local police station or a community services group that might be able to assist them.
You know, I wonder if I would be having a similar conversation with somebody at Lifeline.
Yeah, I would say so.
Give me some more. Come on, I'm writing these down.
Oh, gee whiz. you get people ringing up, problems with their cars,
no.
Problems with their houses. They've had somebody come around to their house and do some work and haven't done the job properly, so they ring up 000.
Unbelievable. I have a friend that worked at Lifeline, and she told me once she got a phone call from a woman who had a huntsman in the toilet, a spider.
Yep. Snakes are a good one as well.
A poisonous snake is close to 000.
Yeah, depending on where it is, of
depending
course.
Depending on where it is, yeah.
Yeah. Particularly in the toilet if you're sitting on it.
But you got a call to 000 saying my child won't do their homework.
Yes.
That'll just about do me. That will just about do me.
Yeah. That's I think you'd find that's that would come in quite regularly.
Now I was reading on the weekend that about a quarter of 000, and it's not 000 people. It's not O. O is a letter. It's zero. It's a number. 000. A quarter of the calls to 000 are hoaxes. Did you get hoaxes?
Oh, all the time. All the time. There's a lot of hoaxes. Kids will jump on the on phones, and not so much pay phones anymore, but mobile phones that are just prepaid or something like that, and they'll ring up. Or they'll jump on mum and dad's phone at home, and they'll ring up and call 000. But, you know, of course that call does come through, and that they'll be called back. And if they don't answer the phone, then the police would be sent around to the address to check on the occupants and make sure they're okay.
And if it is a hoax, what's the charges?
I don't think anything really ever happens to people.
Well, I think I know it's an offence.
Well, it would be an offence, but if the people continually ring up 000, they could be, I guess, potentially charged with public mischief.
I wonder if anyone's ever been prosecuted for deliberately leading 000 astray. Now, in the Fed Income Department, what's your advice for someone who desperately does need 000? They're in trouble.
If you're in trouble, you ring 000 immediately. If you're not in trouble, and it's a non-life-threatening situation, you can call, depending on the situation, you can call your local police station and they can help you out, or you could call such things such as the police assistance line. If it's a medical question that you have, a lot of GPs or often have people there that will take calls to discuss medical situations. And hospitals even have lines that you can speak to people. and get advice from registered nurses.
Yeah, but ringing 000 because my kids won't do my homework, that will just about take the cake. Michael, thank you for sharing with us this morning. You've been great. You are first caller for the week, straight into the draw for caller of the week. Thank you.
No worries at all. You have a nice evening.
You too, Michael. Enjoy living where you live there in paradise, Byron Bay, eh? How many acres are you on?
40.
What do you do with it?
Look at the grass.
Look at it. You look at it. Do you have any livestock?
Oh, just a couple of horses.
Yeah.
But they're more living lawnmowers than they are, you know.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah. So they're nice and fat.
Yeah, you bet, they're after all the rain.
They're in a very good paddock. Nice to talk. Michael, please call back again anytime.
You take care, mate.
You take care too. There you go, Michael, who used to work for 000. Ringing 000 because your kids won't do their homework. That'll just, how stupid are some people? Really? 133353. We'll take a break, be back. Good morning. Welcome to a brand new day. It's the Night Shift on Triple M.